This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and operate heavy machinery. You'd think throwing axes would be on that list of things not to do while consuming alcohol. But maybe not. You see, that's the theory behind Urban Axes, a company that just opened its latest location in Somerville earlier this month. Now, I know what you're thinking. There's no way alcohol and axes can be a good idea. But as owner Krista Payton explains, or axplains, that's part of the draw.
One of the fun things about it is that you feel like you're not supposed to be doing it. It's kind of, I always use the term, like, delightfully forbidden, especially when you add on a component of while you're having a beer. You don't know if you're going to be good at it. And one of the best things about axe throwing is that anyone can be good at it.
Payton says she got the idea for this unusual sport a few years ago when in Canada, which at the time had dozens of axe-throwing locations, even a fully-fledged axe-throwing league, which made her ask this question.
This is amazing. Why doesn't this exist in America?
The first Urban Axes location opened in 2016 in Philadelphia, and Payton says it wasn't easy. The city wasn't sure how to zone an establishment where you can throw axes and drink alcohol until finally categorizing it as a nightclub. And insurance companies weren't exactly thrilled with the notion of letting patrons drink and throw bladed projectiles.
We got ridiculous quotes and people just saying absolutely not, and it took us probably 6 to 9 months to get insurance, or at least get an insurance that felt like a reasonable number.
2 years later, Urban Axes has locations up and down the East Coast, plus Texas and Ohio. And in that time, Payton says the companies had no major injuries, but she says people have had accidents, just not how you might expect.
The most common thing that's ever happened is people get splinters, so you tell people at the beginning, don't put your hand on the board.
You have to be over 21 and wearing closed-toed shoes. You get a tutorial before you're allowed to throw anything, and always under supervision.
Start with your left foot inside this black paint here. This black line is just
today, our expert is Sydney Newman.
From here, you're going to take your axe, you're going to bring it directly over top of your head, not to the left, not to the right.
Newman explains the proper technique isn't how hard you throw, it's about getting consistent spin every single time. In theory, once you know how far you have to stand from the target, you should be able to stick it every single time. I have trouble at first. So Newman moves me back a few inches and lets me throw again, and things start to go better.
There you go. It's a bullseye.
So I have to be honest with you. I grew up in the circus, and I have thrown axes before.
You grew up in the circus?
So we used to do a show, and the show was a board game, and the finale of this board game would be whoever won, they got to be the axe-throwing target. Assuming they would survive, we would call it a great day.
Well, that explains why you're so good. That is something we will never do here.
After a few weeks, business is booming at Urban Axes Somerville, which is now serving alcohol after a delay in getting permits. It expects to have a full menu by the end of next week. For photos of Urban Axes and a video of axe throwing, go to our website, WBUR.org.